Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Swanziger is here. John is a new friend, but he's with a company that we've known a long time, Manta. And he's the CEO there, and he's joining us today with some information from some results of some polls that they've taken, some online polls that they've taken of small business owners, and to find out what they're doing with tax season, how they're handling all the requirements, all the compliance issues that we have with the IRS this time of year. John Swanziger, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
How am I doing on your name?
Very well, actually. It's not an easy one. Swanziger, and you've been spot on so far.
Oh, hey. Well, you know, John, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. So, thanks for being here, and congratulations on your assignment there as CEO of Manta. We know your company very well. Our folks, you can't wander around on the Internet very long, especially if you're looking for businesses to do business with, without seeing you guys pop up and helping folks out with getting their improving their online presence.
That's right. Great. Yeah, we're happy about it.
Yeah. So, okay, I poll small business owners every week on a number of different issues. You guys do it a lot too, and you've done a couple recently online. And one of the things that I've been happy about is how our online polls are not scientific. But it's been very interesting to me to see how our online polls have tracked with the big national, highly scientific gold standard type of polls. I think these online polls are pretty darn handy and helpful, don't you?
Definitely. I think you get a real pulse for what people are thinking and feeling. And it has. I mean, they've tracked very closely to what you see in a large national poll, which is really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So, tell us what you asked the folks this time.
So, our one of our latest polls is really around taxes, and we did about 1,000 small business owners over a few days, late February, early March, and asked them how they do their taxes, what kind of solutions they use, these types of things. And I think the biggest surprise that came out of it for me was the same percentage of small business owners keep track of their receipts, via paper, just keeping them all year, 30%, mm-hmm. as do using a software platform like QuickBooks, even though we're in 2016 here. So a pretty big difference in terms of how easy and sophisticated small businesses are, and just really what's going to make their life easier at the end of the year to hand over to their account.
Well, of course, yeah, and of course, from a paper standpoint, you get a receipt from when you buy lunch or something like that, you get your receipt back, you make your note on it, you turn it in, right? So because that's the record of where you were and who you did business with and the justification for the deduction, right? So that happens
right
all the time. Of course, that's where the money is spent level, but that's not necessarily how it has to be handled back at the accounting part, right? It can be a lot more sophisticated at that level.
That's right, and there's software solutions now, whether it's an app or something on your PC or your Mac, that you can just literally take an invoice that you get or a receipt. If it comes in an email or a fax, you can forward it right in, and it'll scan it and have it there for you digitally.
Right.
Or you can do the same thing on your own, and then you don't have to keep the physical receipts anymore. I think this has been a big change over the last few years. It just makes your life a lot easier, whether you're doing your taxes yourself or using an accountant. You have this digital record that you can turn over to them, on a little drive if you want, or forward it to them, as opposed to having to keep a big pile throughout the year, which, as any of us know, can get difficult.
Well, and I don't use this kind, but I've thought about getting it where you have the app that you just take a picture with a phone.
That's exactly right. That's what we use at Manta, actually. You know,
tell us about
and,
that.
It's really easy because, you know, think of, you go on a, say you have a business lunch and you get your receipt. What you usually do is probably stuff it in your pocket or in your wallet or in your purse or whatever, and then hopefully you remember later to keep track of it and record it for taxes.
I lose them too many times.
So do I. What you can do now is you take out your phone, you take a picture, you put a few notes on it, you know, who you had lunch with and things like that, and boom, you're done. And then you have it in record for...
Because the app, you open the app up. Right.
That's right.
And then the picture, the photograph, you use the camera capability of the phone, combines with the app, takes the picture, and it doesn't put it in your folders, your photo folders. It puts them in your it puts it in the app and records it.
Exactly. It's as if you're taking a picture of you know, your kids or posting something on
right.
Facebook.
Right.
It is that easy.
Right. So there are a lot, and so those are great things. But there's also, what did they tell you? What did the folks tell you about how they were filing their taxes? How many people are doing their own taxes?
So, you know, still surprisingly, 21%.
Do we lose him? You know, this is something that. Yeah, this we're getting right back. You know, folks, one of my goals in life when I started my business all those years ago, almost 27 years ago, I had a couple of goals in my. I promise you, one of them was to get to the point where I had enough money that I could afford to get somebody else to do my taxes. And I'm telling you, I hedged a little bit. I said I'll eat bologna. I'll eat potted meat if I have to. I'll eat ramen noodles if I have to get somebody else to do my taxes. I hated doing taxes. I still hate it. Let me rephrase that. I'm sure I would still hate it if I did them. I haven't done my own taxes in a long time. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, I was just telling the audience how one of my goals, one of my business goals in life was to be able to afford to have somebody else do my taxes. And you're saying 21% are still doing theirs. Maybe those people are where I was before I could afford it.
It's possible, but you know what's interesting is you often find, especially in small business, that if you pay an accountant, they're actually saving you money, so you're coming out even or ahead.
That's exactly right.
You realize yourself personally once you started doing it.
There's no question about it, folks. I'm telling you, you just need to get somebody to help you. It's just not worth it. It's too complicated. And guess what? For whatever they charge you, the best value I get all year is what my accountant charges me. And guess what else? While they're doing your taxes, you could be selling somebody and making more than the accountant cost you. It's almost 9 after. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.